the attitude of a lover and the attitude of a logical person are two different stuff. The attitude, logical attitude, is everything good for me. The hell with the rest. This is logical attitude of anima, of life. Lover attitude, all the good for my beloved. The problem, I'll handle it. It's illogical. It's a beautiful one. And who could have a logical relationship with God? The meaning is beyond the logic to begin with. The only relationship with God is loving relationship. Because it didn't make us logical. Logically, you make something for a need. And look at us, there is no need for us. He made us because he loved the beauty to explode in the air. That's where unbelief is hidden. The first step is to learn that logical attitude is no good attitude. This is what you miss in this. He brought that Satan stuff that, look at him. Because Satan, first of all, who is Satan? The most knowledgeable one. He isn't the representative of knowledge. He knows everything. That's why he was closest angel to God. Because the meaning of knowledge is really, these are the adjectives really. The meaning of knowledge is closest to God. The mistake will reverse the relationship. He is doomed to live with me. Yeah, he's here. This is the cage I share with the devil. That serpent sneaks in. First time, in first story, I always say, go to Bible, read the story. Go in Torah and Talmud, study it. He went in that statue of Adam made. He went in, looked around, there was one place he couldn't go in. That was hard, and that's the end of the story. It never came out. It's always there. He is living in the hell part of me. That's the condemnation for being logically correct. There are moments that you are logically correct, and you do the opposite because of love. And that's the only moment that counts. So you see, in the first period, I explained in the first session that we go beyond the logic because we have found the beauty beyond the logic. That's why we look like, for the very logical people, we look like silly people. And we admire that. Therefore, the best fellow in our group is called Majnun, which literally means crazy. Literally, on the top of these special hospitals for mad people, not being politically correct, is Darul Majanin. This is the house of these crazy people. That's Majnun to us, because he's the best lover. He doesn't have the burden of self-indulgent and self-loving and narcissism and all that nonsense. He is Majnun. We admire him as a prophet. He is a normal shepherd. And he's Majnun. Whatever he does looks like being crazy. That's why we have a lot of a story of him. You will hear a lot of stories about Majnun. So, we recognize three paragraphs that you have to know good. You have to develop some feeling about it, because we come back to this again and again and again. Because this is what it is. First is the problem. Problem is depending 100% to the animal brain you have. Second paragraph was the solution. Solution is to discover the vastness of your space. You don't only live physically. You live in your dream, and you live in your imaginations. If your imagination are beautiful, you're happy. If they are not good, you cannot be good. The third one, there are rituals. You have to behave. The main thing is to eliminate two main elements of animal behavior. First is looking at the shortcoming only. Second is
greed. Avarice. Greed.
Greed, exactly. That's the word, greed. That greed, we'll use it as a term and we'll develop a lot of meaning around it. These two attitudes are not supposed to come in. You will get rid of them, inshallah, next week. Any question? Yes.
Yeah, towards the end here, he uses this word irreverence a lot. Is that this ghost study that you mentioned earlier?
Irreverence, show it to me.
Line 89, he has it. Line 90, line
irreverence.
Irreverence, yeah.
Irreverence is bibaki in Persian. Means not to having fear. You know that with the word fear in Persian language, we play a lot. First of all, fear is parva. Fearless will be somebody without parva. It will be parvane, which is the butterfly. Butterfly in our language means the fearless one. You know why? Because butterfly loves the light of a candle and has no fear of life. Will go and be burned because of that love. That's a good story for us. He uses that word. Here, he emphasizes the different words around the adab. Again, is the negative and opposite side of that adab he's talking. That is irreverence, yeah. So, no questions? Now listen to the Persian musicality of the third paragraph. از خدا جوییم توفیق ادب، بی ادب محروم ماند از لطف رب. بی ادب تنها نه خود را داشت بد، بلکه آتش در همه آفاق زد. مائده از آسمان در می رسید، بی شاربه و بی گفت و شنید. در میان قوم موسی چند کس بی ادب گفتن کوسی و عدس. منقطع شد خان و نان از آسمان، ماند رنج زر و بیل و داسمان. باز عیسی چون شفاعت کرد حب، خان فرستاد و غنیمت برتبر. باز گستاخان ادب بگذاشتن، چون گدایان زله ها برداشتن. کرد عیسی لابه ایشان را که این دائم است و کم نگردد از زمین. بدگمانی کردن و ارساوری کفر باشد نزد خان مهتری. زن گدایان نادیده زعاز، آن در رحمت بریشان شد فراز. عبر بر نایت پی من ازدهاد، و زنا افتد وبا در جهاد. هرچه بر تو آید از ظلمات و غم، آن ز بیباکی و گستاخی است هم. هر که با بیباکی کند در راه دوست، رهزن مردان شد و نامرد اوست. از ادب پر نور گشت است این فلک، و از ادب معصوم و پاک آمد ملک. بود ز گستاخی کسوف آفتاب، شد از عزازیلی ز جرأت رد باب.
مرسی.
Je vous en prie.
Thank you.